Welcome to the Alien Inquisition Podcast, a program brought to you by the members of Alien Inquisition, Jason Helsel and Michael Radar Markham, that will not follow any sort of regular programming schedule. Now that we've cleared that up, let's get on with the show.
Welcome to episode 4 of the Alien Inquisition Podcast, the Pink Floyd episode, our homage to the gods of psychedelic rock, the masters, the predecessors, and one of the most influential bands of all time. Formed around 1963, the name Pink Floyd was chosen by Syd Barrett, named after two American blues musicians, Pink Anderson and Floyd Council. Now, according to Nick Mason, the psychedelic movement had taken place around the band, but not within them. Nevertheless, Pink Floyd were present at the head of a wave of interest in psychedelic music, and they began early on to draw attention from the music industry. In fact, one of their earliest singles, Arnold Lane, caused somewhat of a controversy because it was about a transvestite who stole women's clothes from washing lines in Cambridge. Floyd's first three singles was their first full-length LP entitled The Piper at the Gates of Dawn, named for Chapter 7 of Kenneth Graham's book The Wind in the Willows. Recording for this album began in 1967, at the same time the Beatles were recording Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And if you ask me personally, I think Pink Floyd were a huge influence on what the Beatles decided to do with that record in the studio. In fact, at some point during the album's creation, Pink Pink Floyd themselves were ushered into a studio where the Beatles were doing a session of Lovely Rita. They were recording sessions back-to-back and very closely connected during the entire creation of The Piper at the Gates of Dawn. I think one great example of this influence to the Beatles would be the song from that record entitled Chapter 24.
All movement is accomplished in six stages, and the seventh brings return. The seven is the number of the young light. It forms when darkness is increased by one. Going and coming without deadline. Action brings good fortune. Sunset. The time is with the month of winter solstice, when the change is due. Thunder in the earth, the course of heaven. Things cannot be destroyed once and for all. Change, return, success. Going and coming without error. Action brings good fortune. Sunset. In six stages, and the seventh brings return. The seven is the number of the young light. It forms when darkness is increased by one. Change, return, success. Going and coming without error. Action brings good fortune. Sunset.
Podcast. Well, by early 1967, Syd Barrett, the lead singer and main songwriter at the time of Pink Floyd, was regularly using LSD, and his behavior became increasingly erratic and unpredictable. At an earlier show in Holland, Nick Mason, the drummer of the band, observed him to be completely distanced from everything going on. Whether he was simply tripping or suffering from a more organic neural disturbance, Nick says he still has no idea. Many report having seen him on stage with the group strumming on one chord through the entire concert or not even playing at all. There are also many stories about Barrett's bizarre and intermittently psychotic behavior, some known to be true. According to Roger Waters, Barrett came into what was to be their last practice session with a new song called Have You Got It Yet? The song seemed simple enough when first presented to the band, but as rehearsals of the song continued, Barrett kept changing the arrangement. He would then play it again with the arbitrary changes and sing Have You Got It Yet? Eventually, the band realized they never would and that they were simply bearing the brunt of Barrett's idiosyncratic sense of humor. So, on April 6, 1968, Pink Floyd announced that Syd Barrett was no longer a member of the group. However, his influence and contribution did carry over into Pink Floyd's second full-length album entitled Saucer Full of Secrets. With Syd Barrett playing slide guitar on the song Remember a Day, he also played on the song Set the Controls for the Heart of the Sun, and he composed and played on the song Jug Band Blues.
It's awfully considerate of you to think of me here, and I'm most obliged to you for making it clear that I'm not here. And I never knew the moon could be so big, and I never knew the moon could be so blue, and I'm grateful that you threw away my old shoes and brought me here instead dressed in red. And I'm wondering who could be writing this song.
Exactly is a dream, and what exactly is
The Alien Inquisition Podcast.
After releasing just two full-length albums, Pink Floyd moved on to scoring two film soundtracks, one of them being the film More from 1969. And from that album, here's the song Symboline.
Down.
The Alien Inquisition Podcast.
Following More was Pink Floyd's first double album release entitled Umaguma. The first record of this set was a live album, and the second record of this set was kind of a bold and interesting move for a band like this at the time. Each half of one side of the record was dedicated to two of the four members, meaning that all of the tracks are solo compositions from each member of the group, and they appear in this order. First, Richard Wright, then Roger Waters, then David Gilmour, and finally Nick Mason. And since we're running out of time for this episode right now, I'm going to play the first track contributed to this album from Richard Wright, Sisyphus Part 1. Remember to tune in for the next episode, which is Pink Floyd Part 2. We are continuing our Pink Floyd tribute. And you can always find Alien Inquisition online. Remember, just do a Google search or contact us at alieninquisition@hotmail.com. Thank you again for listening. Until next time. Been listening to the Alien Inquisition Podcast, brought to you periodically whenever Alien Inquisition or one of its members have time to put a show together. Thank you for listening, and we hope you tune in again next time, although we can't tell you when that will be. Just check back here.